59-year-old Peter Hingston was arrested and formally taken to a court hearing yesterday on charges ranging up to child porn. Potentially, he faces 40 years in jail. The 10-year veteran of the top school was suspended in June after complaints from a group of students who came forward. The complaints were investigated and the teacher was suspended. After a federal scan of Hingston's video camera, he was formally criminally charged. He's being held awaiting a defense-requested mental exam. FBI Special Agent in Charge Gary Loafert says kids have to go to a trusted adult if they see something bad.
The Hingston investigation reminds us to also teach our kids to tell someone if they see an adult interact with kids in a way that makes them feel uncomfortable. We need to empower children to speak up and share what they see, just like we do about bullying. The See Something, Say Something campaign is working. Today's arrest is proof of that.
Court papers say the 24 incidents on the camera are very graphic and involve behavior of Hingston and things he did to students. City Honors sent out an email yesterday to all parents to explain what's going on. Buffalo schools say it's inexcusable for any staff to endanger or harm children in any way. Last night was also a parent-teacher event at the school, and lots of parents were there, and the Hingston case was discussed among them. Parent Tasha says it's good that the kids came forward and were believed.
A lot of times it's the person who's being offended that isn't heard. So the mere fact that they took the opportunity to express and came forward, it's a great thing that they didn't hold that in and take it with them until they were adults. But they let it be known now to stop this individual in his tracks.
Parent groups in the school system have been discussing rules for incidents like this and worse, including making the rules standard across all buildings. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.